The Bible tells us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. Why then don't we use it for life instead of death? I'm Mary Lohman of the Christian Working Woman, and I believe that we as Christians, more than anyone else, should be very careful that we're not speaking words that destroy others or ourselves. I've talked about the bad things that happen when we speak the wrong words and how our words can inflict great damage on others as well as on ourselves. Well, let's talk about some of the good things we can do with words. By avoiding deadly words and speaking words that have life in them, our words can do wonderful things for others as well as ourselves. Consider Proverbs 15, verse 1. A gentle answer turns away wrath. If you speak with gentle words, you can dissipate someone else's wrath. I remember a public service ad on television depicting parents saying awful things to their children, such things as, "I'm sorry you were ever born. You'll never amount to anything. You can't do anything right. You're nothing but trouble." The ad was making the point that as parents, we need to be careful what we say to our children because our words will shape them into the people they become. It's true for parents and everyone else. Our words shape how others behave. So often managers get the wrong reaction out of their people and demotivate them by their poor choice of words. Did you know that your tongue has healing powers? Proverbs 12:18 says that the tongue of the wise brings healing. And in chapter 16, we read, pleasant words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Your own pleasant words can bring healing, healing to your own soul and bones. And they can bring healing to others too. How, you say? Well, pleasant words can surely heal wounds of bitterness and broken relationships. Often, physical problems have their beginnings in the mind and in the emotions, and many times those problems begin with either the wrong spoken words or the absence of needed words. Well, we can't do anything about the words we've already spoken, but we surely can, by God's grace, start to control our words so that we're speaking words of life, not death. And that's my challenge for you this week. Did you know you can sign up to receive our devotionals via email each weekday morning? So visit our website to register for this. That's ChristianWorkingWoman.org.